Soon, the hospital was curing more than 90% of its patients. Surgeons came from around the world to see her work. Having delivered several of the imperial princesses, she asked the emperor for land so the hospital could expand. In 1993, when Reg died, she found herself, at almost 70, taking on yet more tasks. The hospital had survived the Derg, which overthrew the emperor in 1974, and the famine that stalked the country. By then, she had treated more than 25,000 fistula cases. To help it grow, she taught herself to speak to crowds of people and to ask for money. She told Oprah Winfrey, whom she'd never heard of before flying to Chicago to appear on her television show in 2004, that she was a professional beggar. Oprah signed her a personal check for $450,000, a year's running expenses for the hospital. She was still operating when she was 92, stopping only when she could no longer stand without her sticks to make that first incision. She even built the midwifery school the original Lancet ad had called for. She did all this, she told Oprah, because she believed that was what God wanted her to do. She was not a missionary doctor, but a doctor who was a Christian. She loved the spirituality of the Ethiopians and was not rigid about where she herself worshipped, moving from church to church, wherever she liked the message or the minister. She thought of herself as an ordinary woman. The Ethiopians called her Eme, Amharic for mother. They thought of her as a saint.